We prepare for the second coming of Jesus by looking at his first coming and by looking at how he comes to the church today. The season of Advent reminds us to prepare, for just as the people were surprised at Jesus' birth, death, and resurrection, so will they be surprised at his return to judge the living and the dead. The historic gospel lesson for the second Sunday in Advent gives both a warning and hope. We are reminded that our Lord's return will be a calamity for most of the world, yet that those who have not rejected him have a reason to rejoice. And there will be signs in sun and moon and stars, and on the earth distress of nations in perplexity because of the roaring of the sea and the waves, people fainting with fear and with foreboding of what is coming on the world. For the powers of the heavens will be shaken, and then they will see the Son of Man coming in a cloud with power and great glory. We are in the last times and have been since Jesus ascended into heaven. The apostles and evangelists expected him to return in their lifetime, and every succeeding generation felt they would be the last. Do we see a greater fear worldwide caused, in part, by better communication? Does our science cause us to tremble as we try to decode the meaning of climate observations, the shift of tectonic plates, and increased natural disasters? Jesus' words have power today, even as they had power when he spoke them on the Tuesday before he was betrayed. May our Lord grant us faith to hold firmly to Christ Jesus, so that we may understand the changes and chances of this world. Amen.